Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Edge Guardian, podcast number 109, titled Acting in God's Love. I'm Dr. Stella Chavu, and I'm happy to share another Edge Guardian podcast with you today. Our goal at Edge Guardian is to help you champion your human potential in Christ. Through our weekly podcast, we share messages that God has given us to share with you. For more information on Edge Guardian, be sure to go to our website at edgeguardian.com or join our Edge Guardian Facebook page. In this week's podcast, I will discuss the love of God and share why love is all we need. During these turbulent times, we mustn't lose focus on God's love, because with Him, we are covered. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you with thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus, I ask that I am a vessel for you today, for your word. I know, Lord, that your word goes beyond any level of understanding, your love as well. Philippians 4:19 says that my God will supply every need of ours according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. And we believe that our needs will be met and that the love you shared with us, we can share with others. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you and for the salvation you have given us in Jesus Christ. So in this podcast, I will answer four questions. Those questions are, who is love? From where does God's love come from? In what ways does love present itself? And how do I live in love? So, who is love? We toss around the term of love a lot, but in the biblical sense, what does it really mean? Well, John 1 says, in the beginning, the Word was what was there, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It further explains in 1 John 4:16, where it says that God is love, and all who live in love lives in God, and God lives with them. So who is love? God is love. And whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:8 is where you can find that verse, and he summarizes all the scriptures in two commandments about love. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. God also says all the law of the prophets, Jesus explained, hang on these two commandments. And you can find that in Matthew 22, 34 through 40. Very powerful in that you are commanded to love God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. The second question is, from where does God's love come? Well, it starts from the beginning in Genesis 1. It tells us that God created the world and everything in it out of love. And after he did it, he declared it his creations, and the world was good. And he included us in that. Consider that God's love is a part of the image that he created in us. He said he made us in his image. So it's our responsibility to reflect God's love in all of our interactions. The next concept is, and question is, in what ways does love present? Well, this goes back to the New Testament when it was originally written in Greek, and when it talks about the different types of love. The Greeks actually used four words to distinguish between other forms and intensity of love, which I will explain in the next bit. The first love is agape. This is a powerful love, and it's one of the most highest levels of love referenced in the Bible. This form of love is everlasting and sacrificial, whether or not the giver receives the same love in return. So imagine this. You love someone, but they may not love you. Jesus commands us to love one another as Christ himself loved us. You can find that in John 13, 35. So he did that at the cross, right? When he suffered and died and was buried for us, he took on our burden and saved us at the cross. That is agape love. Powerful, powerful. The second love is storge. And it's used to describe kind of a familiar love. The word describes the deep and caring bond that develops naturally between parents and children, husbands and wives, siblings, as well as other people you may consider family. This type of love withstands many, but it's also given to us in caution because Paul warns that during the end times, people will become so selfish that they will live without any sense of natural affection for their own family. Reading more about that in 2 Timothy 3:3, watch out for these turbulent times. Watch out for that, because in the times we live in, when we see people with that behavior, it might also be a sign for us that the time is at hand. But right now is a sign of us to continue to love that way, storge, with our family. The next love, the third love, is philia. And it's a type of love that is expressed in brotherly love. If you've ever been to the city of Philly, you'll know about phileo love, because Philly is the and this is in the United States, and for my people from other countries, it is the city is proud of itself on this being the city of brotherly love. But phileo is expressly used in the Bible, and refers to close friends and the warmth and affinity they feel for each other. It's almost as if they were family and they were actually siblings. It's the type of love they share. So it actually takes the love between family and applies it to non-family members. Very difficult to do with an enemy, right? But very easy to do with someone that you love as a dear friend. And the fourth love is eros, the romantic, a sexual love. The root of it comes from erotic. And basically this is a kind of it's not an impure love. And many times people think that this type of love is erotic, but it's not. It's actually a gift from God to married couples to express their love for one another. And it also is a love that continues the human race, right? But again, the Bible warns against this love because there needs to be boundaries set, because if not, it can lead to sexual immorality. And you can read more about that in 1 Corinthians 6:18, Galatians 5:19, where it talks about that. So those are the types of love. So I've gone through who is love, from where does love come, in what way does love present, and now we're going to move into how to live in love. So John 14:23 says, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. Since the word was God, we must love accordingly, right? So here's how love is described in the Bible. And you can find this in 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, and it does not boast. Love is not proud. Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. Love always protects, trusts, hopes, and preserves. Love never fails. So my challenge for you today, listeners, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. We get caught up in the stuff, the unnecessary stuff that really doesn't matter. And usually it takes something terrible to wake you out of this focus on that stuff that doesn't matter. But I challenge you to meditate and pray on this scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. And every day, I challenge you for maybe a 30-day challenge to think about what love is. I'm going to read it to you again. Love is patient. It's kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always preserves. Love never fails. It just brings tears to my eyes to think about if we had focused in this whole turbulent times we're living in on love, the outcome would have been greater. We may have saved more lives. We may not have had the spirit of division. Love never fails. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this time that I've been able to share the scripture with you. We gather now and come together in agreement in this great and powerful name of Jesus Christ. You say, Lord, where two or more are gathered, you'll be in the midst of them. And anything we agree upon, we will surely do. Father, we agree in love, a godly love today. In the name of Jesus, there's no distance in spirit. And we thank you for that godly love flowing through us and into the world, no matter where we are. God loves strengthens relationships by emphasizing kindness and sacrifice toward others. For this love, others are becoming stronger, Lord, better, closer. The spirit of division is going down. The stronghold of hate is being broken and destroyed. We believe and receive a godly love that you're giving us. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for listening today, and I pray that this word has touched you in a special way. To hear this and other studies, please go to edgeguardian.com. Be blessed, protected, and covered. Amen.